Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, July 25th. You will not be able to beat the heat and the water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy. However, it's okay to swim at all city beaches this week. The latest results of water tests taken this week indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at four sections of Wollaston Beach. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says the most recent water tests indicate unsafe pollution levels, prompting signs warning people to swim at their own risk. The Quincy Health Department, however, says tests taken at all 13 city-owned beaches this week indicate the water is safe for swimming. Water tests are conducted weekly at both Wollaston and city beaches from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Another bout of sweltering heat set to hit Massachusetts, and the MBTA is alerting riders that the extreme heat could cause delays on the commuter rail today. If the tracks get too hot, slowdowns will be issued. The T has attached temperature monitors to the rails to find the exact spots where speed restrictions would be needed and avoid widespread slowdowns. Yesterday's heat already impacted some commuters before temperatures are expected to rise into the upper 90s today. Police in Rockland are investigating after a woman walking her dog in a town forest said a man grabbed her. The dog lunged at the man, allowing the woman to escape his grip. On Wednesday, Rockland police got a report from a woman in distress after an encounter with a man in the Rockland Town Forest on North Avenue, right by the Abington-Rockland Town Line that runs adjacent to Salem Street. The woman, who police said is in her 20s, said she was walking a dog when a man made inappropriate comments to her. And as she tried to walk away, the man aggressively grabbed her arm. The dog lunged at the man when he grabbed the woman. He's described as white with a medium build, no facial hair, possibly in his 50s, with darker, short to medium hair with some gray in it. The man was wearing a light-colored t-shirt, khaki shorts, and athletic sneakers. He did not have any visible scars, markings, or tattoos, and did not have any distinct accent. Police searched the woods but could not find him. Officials say anybody with information is asked to contact Rockland Police. Meantime, extra patrols are being added to that area. Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man accused in the alleged murder of his wife, Anna, appeared in court for a hearing yesterday. Walsh, who was due in court for a hearing last Friday that ended up not taking place, was present in person at Plymouth Superior Court yesterday. Much of the hearing was about the defense's motion to dismiss, as Walsh's attorneys argue that the Commonwealth didn't produce sufficient evidence to a grand jury to support their first-degree murder indictment. Larry Tipton, Walsh's primary defense attorney, spent much of the hearing attacking the evidence presented by the state to the grand jury. He argued that much of the evidence dealing with alleged premeditation of the murder relied on inference and not trustworthy facts. Tipton clashed with Norfolk County prosecutors on their interpretations of various pieces of evidence and testimony in the case and what they mean for Walsh's mindset preceding the alleged murder. A big issue was whether or not Walsh was aware of an affair that it seems Anna was having before her death. Walsh's team denied that he knew about it, something the judge pushed back on, referencing an interview that Walsh gave police in 2023 when he stated he had access to her iMessage and Instagram accounts. Tipton said that just because Walsh had access to the accounts doesn't necessarily mean he saw the messages. There will be another hearing on the case August 1st at 2 p.m. A bill limiting student cell phone use during the school day cleared another hurdle yesterday and will get a vote in the state Senate next week. The Senate Ways and Means Committee advanced a redrafted version of a proposal that the Education Committee recommended last week, which would add Massachusetts to a growing list of states with clear policies on the books dealing with cell phones in classrooms. Spokesperson for Senate President Karen Spilka said the Senate will take up the bill next Thursday. The underlying legislation would require K through 12 public school districts to have policies on the books before the 2026-27 academic year, banning student use of personal electronic devices, such as cell phones, during school days. Local education officials could include variations in their bans that align with the developmental level of students and the structure of the school day in each grade level and school. Students would be allowed to use devices in certain cases, such as when a healthcare provider indicates doing so is necessary to treat a health condition, and each district's policy would need to allow for at least one method by which students could communicate with parents and guardians during the day. Many districts already have their own cell phone limits in place, and supporters have been pushing for statewide action to fill in any gaps, arguing that the devices are a persistent distraction that can fuel social tension and mental health issues. Governor Healey and Attorney General Andrea Campbell have expressed support for limiting student access to cell phones during the school day. House Speaker Ron Mariano has not taken a definitive stance. Well, the Morrisette American Legion Post here in Quincy will host the State American Legion Baseball Tournament Saturday and Sunday at Adams Field in Quincy. There are four games each day at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. Morrisette is one of eight teams competing in the double elimination tournament. The winner will advance to the New England Regional Tournament hosted by Shrewsbury at Holy Cross. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will throw out the first ball during a pregame ceremony Saturday at 7 p.m., which will also feature the Morrisette American Legion Post color guard. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center is holding a blood drive today from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Quincy Health Department on East Quantum Street to benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. You can email blooddonor@partners.org or call 617-632-3206 to make an appointment. Cherry Orchard will perform traditional Celtic and modern Irish rock music tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy. The show is part of the Friends Fridays free performances, sponsored by the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead presents Living History Comes to Life Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will feature a musket demonstration from Colonel Bailey's 2nd Massachusetts Regiment. A $10 admission fee is suggested. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 316 points. The NASDAQ rose 37. The S&P is up 4. Asian stocks retreated after Wall Street inched to more records, as gains for Alphabet and artificial intelligence stocks helped to offset a steep tumble for EV maker Tesla. The dollar was unchanged, the euro rose, and oil at $66 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox and Dodgers open up a series at Fenway at 7:10 tonight. The forecast from the National Weather Service. A heat advisory remains in effect through 8 o'clock tonight. Hazy, hot, and humid with a high of 95 today. It feels like temperatures in the low 100s. Chance for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms and a low tonight, 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 85. On Sunday, more clouds than sun with a high of 84. And sunny and hot on Monday with a high 90. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, southwesterly winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide 12:36 p.m. Sunrise 5:30, sets at 8:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 25th.